You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
What a night last night for Oakland. The Golden Grizzlies out of Rochester, Michigan, with a huge win over Kentucky. It's Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, on Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speakers. Greg Campy is the head coach for the last 40 years at Oakland University, and he joins us right now. Coach, it's Chris Carlin and Joe Fortenbaugh. Congratulations. What have the last 18 hours been like for you?
Unbelievable, Chris, Joe. I appreciate you having Oakland on, and it's been crazy. I haven't been asleep yet. A lot of Diet Dr. Pepper, a lot of five-hour energies, but we're leaving for practice in 15 minutes, and I'm ready to go.
Coach, I'm curious. You busted up a lot of people's brackets. A lot of people complaining today. Do you hear about that via text?
Oh, for sure. And I laugh as hard as I can laugh, man. I do a bracket show every Sunday night, for the last 10, 15 years. And I went on anyways, even though we were in it. And I picked Kentucky to the Final Four. And at the end of the show, I said, and if you follow my picks, we're going to bust your bracket.
Oh, sure, that's enough, great.
Well done, sir. Well done. Greg Campy, head coach at Oakland. They, of course, beat Kentucky last night. They've got NC State next. Just curious, when you got back to the locker room and you saw your phone, how many text messages?
Oh, boy.
All right, so I didn't look then. I went to the press conference. When I got back from the press conference, I looked. I had 800 and I think 32, and I put it down. I went and did some, stand-up media, because after the press conference, people want to talk to you individually. I did all that, and then I went and grabbed my phone to go watch the NC State game, and it was 1,300.
Oh, 1,300. That's incredible. I can't believe the battery was still going.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've got about 300. I think I just looked as I sat down to take this call. I think I have 330 left that I haven't answered. And I answered most of them like at 3 o'clock in the morning so nobody would text me back. Because, if they text back, then you got to put a thumb up or a heart on it or something like that, which instead of 1,300, now you got 2,600.
Yeah. So
I waited till that time. And tonight at about 2, I'll finish it.
Very smart.
I tell you what, I did not come into this thinking that text etiquette was going to be your biggest problem over the last 12 hours.
Yeah, but, and I got some great phone calls, too. I was really pretty. I know, as you said, 40 years, that means I'm old and been around a long time. And so I know a lot of people. And Steve Fisher and Roy Williams, a couple of the old guys, called me last night. And all the guys that I know, and it was so much fun. I have to admit, I really enjoyed it. So,
Coach, you're the longest tenured coach at the same school in college basketball. I mean, you've been through a lot. Where does this win rank amongst your entire career?
Well, from a school standpoint, it's obviously, we've been to four NCAA tournaments. We had a play-in win. We've had 13. Last night was our 14th Power 5 win. We beat Tennessee when they were a top 10 team in that. So there's been a lot of great wins, but last night far and away was the best one for the school in that, because of prime time, what it meant, the NCAA tournament, everything that surrounded it, the whirlwind of the last 18 hours. But for me, I always said, my dad played football at Michigan. He was on the national championship team. My brother played for Bo for 4 years. And so when we beat Michigan a few years ago, I always said that would be the greatest win because I could talk smack to them, right? And but last night surpassed it. I mean, there's no question that what that did for our university. And more importantly, it changed our players' lives. I mean, Jack Gokey's life has changed forever. And, so I'm just so happy for the players.
It's Greg Campy. He's the head coach at Oakland. You're right. His name becomes associated with March Madness forever at this point. Now, he said last night, and you said the same thing, you're as good as anybody when you play your A game. And you actually said, we didn't play our best game last night. I'm curious as to what you were not happy with and what you're looking for it to be better when you get NC State now.
Well, I didn't think offensively. I mean, we're a great free throw shooting team, and we almost blew the game because of free throws. We were 10 of 20. And then the other thing, we missed a lot of point blank shots, especially early. And that's uncharacteristic for us. Now, we did go 15 of 31 from the three, which is also uncharacteristic. I mean, that's phenomenal shooting. And you do that 5-6 times a year. You don't do that every night. So I said it was a B offensive game, and I thought it was an A defensive game. All right. I mean, I thought we were great defensively against that size and length, and the rebounding to out rebound Kentucky is crazy. And, you know, so I said it was a B plus game if you put the two together. So maybe an A minus. Okay. I don't want anybody to get mad at me, but I think we can play better offensively for sure. And we have to if we're going to win Saturday.
Love to hear that, Coach. Love to hear that. Now I'm interested because this is where a coach is truly tested. You come off a historic win like that for the program, but you have a very short turnaround to what is going to become quickly the biggest game for the program this season. So how do you balance the let's enjoy this, let's enjoy the moment with, okay, we got to turn the page, we got to forget about that, we got to get ready for NC State?
Right, and it's not just for this season, it's for the history of the program. So, I mean, we're planning to go to the Sweet 16. So, yes, you're right, 100%. And I don't think I had to do anything because I don't know if you saw, but I guess they had some cameras in our locker room. There was no jumping around, water being squirted everywhere, guys acting like idiots, like they just won the national championship. Our guys handled it. They won like they'd been there before. They went in there, they sat down, they cheered and hugged each other, told them they loved each other, and congratulations on a great win, but we're not done yet. And when you have leadership like that, maybe it doesn't have to come from the coach. So, you know, I feel pretty good about it. But it is a concern. I mean, it's a real concern. And, you know, but the thing we got going for us tomorrow is it'll be North Carolina State's seventh game in 11 days. I mean, I've never heard of that before. That's like an NBA schedule, worse than an NBA schedule. And, you know, so if we can get that tempo going and get them tired and they get worn out, that would be huge for us.
Greg Campy, head coach at Oakland. You know, Cal mentioned your relationship, how far it goes back. I'm curious about, you know, where you guys first met, how that relationship has kind of developed over the years. And also, you know, your take on Cal and what he was talking about, the idea that his players are the age of, you know, 19 on average, or you've got some older guys who have been in the program for a while.
Well, I think he's 100% right. You know, I think they all are right. I heard what Jay Wright had to say to him. I think they're right. You know, this COVID year and everybody being a little bit older. I mean, you know, Jack Golke should be in his first or second year of his pro career. He shouldn't have been on the court, you know, in the old days. But now with the new metrics and everything, he's out there and he's playing against 18. And as good as those 18 and 19-year-old guys were, I mean, Shepard, you know, he's a hell of a player, but he really struggled in the heat of the battle last night. And my old guys, I mean, Trey Townsend's a fourth-year player. Blake Lantman's a fifth-year player. Golke's a sixth-year player. Chris Conway's a fourth-year player. I mean, we had a big, big age discrepancy on him, and I think he's 100% right that it made a difference, obviously. You know, Jack Golke's going to be playing in Europe somewhere next year making – $100,000 and Reed Shepard's going to be playing in the NBA making $100 million. You know, it's a big difference, but it's for one night, age one.
Coach, congratulations. Yes. Awesome to see. Best of luck against NC State.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thanks for having Oakland on, man. And hopefully we get that win Saturday and you might want me back.
Yeah, hell yeah. We would love it. Either way, Coach, it'd be fantastic. You were great today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, yeah, Coach.
My pleasure.
Greg Campy, head coach at Oakland.
I want to do a quick pivot here.
You catch a little nugget, though, he dropped for us?
What was that?
Seventh game, 11 days, up-tempo. Just saying.
Did you need him to tell you that?
I did, actually, because I wasn't really I hadn't,
it's kind of been the NC State handicap for about a week now, is that they keep playing every single day.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. For those who have not been, you know, as locked in as you are, studying every last little aspect of everything, just saying.
Speaking of studying and how it's not playing out for any of us here, I would like to bring something up. There was a lower third that just came across the screen as Northwestern and Florida Atlantic mercifully, whatever it would be, finally went to the half. It is a terrible basketball game. Carlin bet the over in a game where as they were interviewing the Florida Atlantic coach, the screen says, lowest scoring half of the season for Florida Atlantic.
A team that averages 82 points a game.
I saw that and thought to myself, oh my God, I've had that happen to me so many times. You're on the right side of history, Carlin.
NCAA tournament update.
That's your first update. Atrocious basketball being played in these early games. Thanks a lot, Northwestern. Boo Booey's getting hammered all over the place. I can't get a foul call, and I got him over 20 and a half points today. That's not looking great so far. Joseph, that game is at halftime, as you just alluded to. And right now at the half, Florida Atlantic 20, Northwestern 19.
I mean, we're covering the 4.5 with Northwestern. That's the, I guess, the silver lining here.
That really doesn't do anything for me right now.
In order for our Boo Booey bet to hit, which is the over-under of 20.5, we bet the over. In order for that to hit, he needs to outscore Northwestern's output from the first half in the second half.
Well, listen, I can't help it if their game plan has been basically to take a 2x4 to Boo Booey throughout the first half.
I mean,
which is what's gone on.
The women's games. You know what? I'll tell you what. We should be focusing on the women's games. They're scoring. These games are fun.
Well, we're going to get the women's games updates throughout. We'll also get you here, first of all, Colgate and Baylor. Joe, 7:40 left first half. I got Baylor 33. Colgate 23. Accurate?
For those of us laying the points with Baylor, I being one of them, we're happy you are inaccurate because it is 36-23 Baylor. They have the ball, 7 minutes to go. We got a 13-point lead. Put it on Colgate. Put it on them. Your boy would like a winner.
To your point, in the women's tournament, the 8-9 matchup in Albany in Region 1, North Carolina 52, Michigan State 42.
Total
shootout. So they put up 94. They've put up 94 with 16 minutes gone by.
Track meet is what you call that game.
Other game is Ohio State and Maine, and that's a 48-26 lead. Ohio State, 48 points in 12 and a half minutes, Joe. 48 points, 12 and a half minutes. I didn't get 48 points total in that first half of the Florida Atlantic game.
I'll tell you, man. Is this the new handicap? Unders in the first game of the day? Because I had the over in yesterday's first game, and that game was awful in terms of scoring. Just awful. In hindsight, I should have seen that. It was Michigan State, Mississippi State, but neither here nor there.
Well, I only need 110 points in the second half to hit the over. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. A comeback for the record books. Next on ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
NCAA Tournament Update.
My friends, a little, well, let's call it NCAA to Z. How about that? Look at me. So witty.
Clever.
So witty that I would say exactly what Evan told me to say. Carlin versus Joe.
Bold letters up on the screen.
Exactly. ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Joe, let us get right to it. And last night, some of the action that we had, and I'll tell you what, this was absolutely brutal in the Kansas-Samford game.
He goes in. Oh, the dunk attempt was blocked. But they call a foul.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Westwood 1 NCAA Radio Network, Nicholas Timberlake, who was blocked by Samford's player from behind. It was clearly, clearly a clean block, and they called a foul, and Kansas ends up escaping last night. Samford did cover the 7.5, but nonetheless, Joe, that was as bad of a call as you can make in a tough situation.
Everybody was robbed of what could have been an all-time ending. That was already an all-time block, an all-time defensive play in a crucial spot. But as their head coach said, it's going 5-on-4 the other way, down one, with the clock ending. Like, that could have been an all-time ending. We were all robbed of it, especially those players. I wonder, Carlin, if the situation was reversed, Kansas down one, Kansas makes the defensive block, do you think they let him play?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do. You know,
AJ Staten McCray was the guy who made the play. And as Dallin said with us earlier, Dallin Cuff, he should be lionized for making that play, because that was the college basketball version of the LeBron block in the finals against the
Andre Iguodala.
Wow. I mean, unbelievable. Meanwhile, Dayton. Wow, what an unbelievable comeback they had.
Right side, Santos powers it up and in off the glass. Dayton back in front.
Dayton goes on a huge, huge run to come from behind and beat Nevada. Last night again, Westwood won NCAA Radio Network. So Dayton, as the 10 seed, I believe, advances. Let's see here. Dayton was a 7 seed over Nevada, the 10 seed. 22-0 run, Joe. A 22-0 run.
I know. I had a lot on Nevada. I didn't even want to talk about this today. Well aware of what happened in this game. I had a rough day start to finish yesterday. This was one of the few that looked like it was going to come in for me. And then I'm not really watching a whole lot of the second half. I had the kids. We have a lot going on. We're trying to figure stuff out. It's just the life of a parent. And my phone's blowing up. And the first thing I see is, how about that run by Dayton? What run? What are you talking about? There shouldn't be a run in question. And then you look at the final score. I mean, yeah, if you're on the Dayton side, congratulations. Great win. If you're on the Nevada side with me, you know what? Shame on me. This is what I get for betting on the Mountain West, because they do this every damn year. They send a bunch of teams to the dance and they all stink and they flame out right away. Colorado State did the same thing against Texas.
Officially a 24-4 run.
Jeez.
Man.
Call timeout.
Would it kill you? Oregon, they come away with a big win.
Back to Kuznar. Catch and shoot three. Got it.
And that's the formula. You play down low to Dante, you throw a double as a dig down, and you kick it right back out easily to the hottest hand in the building.
Kuznar has 32 for the night tonight. One of the greatest games in NCAA tournament history for Oregon.
And he finished with 40. Wow.
Whoa.
Kuznar had 40. Westwood 1 NCAA Radio Network. Oregon 87-73. Oregon, the 11th seed in the Midwest, knocks off South Carolina, the 6th seed. NC State, they're just continuing to run.
Gets it inside, and that's an easy two for DJ Byrne.
Yep, NC State wins it. Westwood One, NCAA Radio Network. They got to lose at some point, don't they?
They are cooking right now. This is the definition of a team that just caught fire at the right time, because they shouldn't have even been in consideration for the dance. They kept somebody out because they ripped through the ACC tournament, won the whole thing. I assume they would get into the dance and then immediately get kicked out. Nope, they hammered Texas Tech again as an underdog. It's not like NC State was -4 and handled their business. They were a 5-point dog and got the job done. And now they draw Oakland. So someone, one of those two is going to the Sweet 16.
NC State, the 11th seed, 80-67 was your final in that game. How about Washington State?
Throws back to Watts. He'll launch a three on the right wing. And he hits! Oh, the freshman!
Isaiah Watts for Washington State on Westwood One, the NCAA Radio Network. Washington State, the 7th seed in the East, knocks off Drake 66-61.
This is amazing. I lost on every one of these games. Can we please play a Samford highlight at some... Oh, we already did that. And I was too busy railing against the officiating to realize that was the only game I covered the damn spread. Yeah, this is another one. Love Drake in this game. Washington State handles their business. Congratulations. This is a... I am hating this segment.
Yeah, you could not sound more sickened by this entire segment.
Each game we play, I'm like, yep, was on the wrong end of that. Yep, mishandicapped that. Yep, took a bad beat here. This is nuts. What's next? What else do we have?
Tennessee, how'd you do in that game?
You didn't play the game.
Didn't play the game.
Thank God.
So we can talk about it.
In the corner, it's a splashdown for Dalton Connect.
On Westwood One NCAA Radio Network, Dalton Connect with that three, and Tennessee just absolutely ran through. And they advance as final score. They knock off St. Peter's 83-49. So no magic for St. Peter's this year. My championship team rolling along.
This game's over. Arizona, the 2 seed, advances to the second round.
They knocked off Long Beach State. And, of course, the story in Long Beach State, the AD taking credit for firing Dan Munson before the conference tournament for Long Beach State, saying that he was hoping to inspire the team and get them on a run. He didn't want to pat himself on the back, but, you know, it seemed to have worked out. So the head coach, Dan Munson, after the game, was asked about that comment from his AD.
There was kind of intense reaction today to some comments from your athletic director about kind of crediting the run in the NCAA tournament to the firing. And just need to ask you if you have any response to that.
No. If it helped, then I'm really happy we did it, because I wouldn't trade it for the job or any other job. I've said that all along. You know, if that's what spurred it, that's great. But, you know, I'm not... We'll never know, because that's how it played out. So we'll never know if it did or not. So it's not really worth talking about.
So here's what's odd. Munson apparently, at the end of the regular season, went in and wanted to talk to the AD about potentially stepping aside. And so the AD's trying to say, no, I didn't fire him. But in firing him, boy, I did a hell of a job here.
Also, if anyone noticed, the moment the AD opened his mouth for credit, they immediately lost by 20 to Arizona.
Exactly.
Like if they when they were on the run, he didn't say anything and everything was cooking, and he broke the cardinal sin of talking about the run while it was happening and absolutely mushed it. That is an all-time mush of an AD right there.
Terrible job. And that AD, whose name escapes me right now, and I'm kind of glad it does because I don't even want to mention his name, that dope should be fired immediately.
Bobby Smitherin? Is that
sure.
the name? Yeah.
Why not?
Well.
You know what? He took the job last August, and he's firing the coach after the coach gets him to the tournament.
If you are a horse owner, you do not want his pick on your Kentucky Derby horse.
No,
you that much right now. You want him going elsewhere. That is an all-time mush job right there.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Well, Joe has asked for a while where the NFL draft actually starts. We've got your answer.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. We're going to get to it after I tell you about this from our friends over at Indeed. Just driving home the point. That's right. Because it's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring. Indeed.com/credit.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
It's time to have some fun.
Live from the heart of downtown Detroit.
This is the most fascinating NFL draft I've ever been associated with.
The Chicago Bears select
the NFL Draft, Thursday, April 25th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
We are looking forward to it. Looks like we might both be in Detroit. Kind of like the way that could work out. Accurate?
I heard there was a big discussion this morning on the morning show about what Detroit's known for from a food perspective, and pizza came up, and they have a very special style, Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know where you stand on that, but if the opportunity presents itself, I haven't spent a lot of time in Detroit in my life. Should I be invited to the draft? I look forward to enjoying everything the city has to offer.
Absolutely. I will try everything once. I have not had Detroit-style pizza. I know it is not the stupid casserole that Chicago style pizza is.
Pizza. Look, pizza's pizza. I don't know why we get into these wars. Why do we get mad at Chicago pizza? You don't have to call it great, but why do you get mad at it?
Because I have to wait an hour for it to get cooked only to be able to eat half a piece and it sits in my stomach for 4 weeks.
So order it and then show up and it's ready for you. Like there are ways to like,
is that how you normally go out to dinner?
Problems.
Do you and your wife, when you go out to dinner, do you order in advance and then show up and the food's ready for you as you sit down?
Depends on what I'm planning on doing. Like if I were to go out to get deep dish in Chicago, I would show up and then I would wait the hour and I wouldn't have a problem because I know what I'm getting myself into. You apparently have a huge issue with waiting for food. So, you know,
it's an hour long to cook this thing.
We could put you in a barn and feed you like a cow. How does that sound? We'll just lay it all out on the floor for you.
It sounds more appetizing than Chicago style pizza.
Well, that is very disrespectful to the great city of Chicago, and I won't stand for it.
I love the city. Love their hot dogs. Pizza? Not pizza. Anyway, Carlin versus Joe.
That's something right there, by the way. Mention Detroit, and within 8 seconds, we're fighting about Chicago. How something like that could possibly happen only on this program?
Once again, I would just point out that you have hitched your wagon to this to this 68 VW minibus. Joseph, you know, Monty Ossenfort, who is the Cardinals' new GM, was out yesterday doing his pre-draft news conference talking about their situation. And there's been an awful lot of debate and discussion about the Cardinals because they sit at number 4. And as we know, we expect 3 quarterbacks to go off the board with the first three picks, and J.J. McCarthy has gotten a lot of attention. Here is Monty on the possibility of trading the number four pick.
There'll be a big neon sign that says open, and I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes, but yeah, we're always going to be listening.
So they'll listen on proposals if teams want to trade up to get to J.J. McCarthy. You know, the Cardinals have two ones, a two, and three threes this year, Joe. Six picks in the first three rounds. If you want to get to that fourth pick and have me not take Marvin Harrison Jr., you're going to pay, because that is a very good spot to be in. If you are Arizona, you have a lot of opportunities to help your roster quite a bit in those first three rounds. So when it comes to not getting a premier player, you better unload the bus if you are trying to get to number four.
So what you're saying is, if we use some reasonable comps of teams coming from certain positions up to four, you're going to want more than that. You're going to want them to pay a premium.
Well, let's put it another way. I believe that Marvin Harrison Jr. is Justin Jefferson. So if he is that guy, yeah, I want a lot.
He's a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver. He's a damn good wide receiver. He's not a quarterback. That's the big difference here. If you're Arizona, you got flexibility. You want to bring in Marvin Harrison Jr., boom. You said Kyler Murray is going to be your guy, so you might as well give him some weapons to work with. But if you get a haul, whether it's fair value or above fair value, there's nothing wrong with stock and picks. Nobody expects anything of you. 32 NFL teams, how often do we talk about Arizona outside of the idea of someone else getting their pick? We haven't broken Arizona down at all. No one cares. It's a foregone conclusion that they will not compete in the NFC West. You start that division with the Niners. Then you talk about McVay and the Rams getting better. Then you talk about what Seattle's up to. Nobody cares about Arizona, locally or nationally. That is your greatest edge. It means you have time. It means you can be patient. It means you can move chess pieces around the board without trying to force anything now. They were decent last year. They were very competitive in some losses, but they finished 4-13. And if you just look at that on the surface, you're going to say to yourself, man, they really stunk. Well, they were 4-13 the year before with Cliff Kingsbury coming off a playoff season. You go back, I guess now it would be three seasons ago. Arizona goes 11-6, and they go to that playoff game against the Rams where everyone talked about how Cliff Kingsbury wasn't even close to prepared for that game, how woefully underprepared they were for Sean McVay. They followed that season up by going 4-13, losing their last seven games. They fire Kingsbury. He bolts for Thailand. Remember that? Tells his agent, I'm going to Thailand, going to take some time off. Had to make it real clear that we all knew about it. Okay, fine. So you're in Thailand, and now they're going to go out, and they're going to hire Jonathan Gannon away from Philadelphia. 4-13, but very competitive. If you look at what they did early in the season, they gave teams fits. They battled with Washington early in the year. They gave the Giants all they could handle before blowing that game. They beat the Cowboys. Throughout the year, they showed some competitive spirit, and they were doing that early with Josh Dobbs as their quarterback. So my thought is, you got time. This is year two. No one's got a clock running on you. Stockpile picks and just keep building this thing up.
I understand what you're saying, but if I have a chance to get a game-changing talent and I still have a ton of picks, all I'm saying is, if you really want to get here, you got to bowl me over. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I'll tell you one other thing. To everything you just said and to the fact that they're in this position, you look back at that trade last year, it really helped out both teams between Arizona and Houston, obviously going back to get Will Anderson. Is it possible nobody's looking and the Cardinals might be starting to figure it out?
Well, this is what a rebuild looks like. This is a proper rebuild right here, especially when there's no pressure. That's the thing. Some of these teams find themselves in the crosshairs almost immediately where they need to get things going. Like Carolina should have taken their time. They didn't. Now you've got year two of Bryce Young. You're spending money in weird places. You're getting rid of great players. You're firing coaches. You don't have a plan. Arizona is just taking their time. They're thinking 3 years down the line, 5 years down the line. And again, if you have that luxury, which is so rare in professional sports, especially in this day and age where everybody wants everything instantaneously, take advantage of it. There's no one sitting here saying Arizona's got to pop this year. Arizona better be threatening the playoffs or everyone's going to be on the hot seat. No, you're 4-13. Go out there and win 6 or 7 games this year. Make a little bit of progress. Be competent. Don't have any storylines coming out where people are leaking this or leaking that, or they don't like the coach or they're quitting on the coach like they did in Philadelphia this past year. Don't have any of that. And then when you get into year 3 of the regime, not 2024, but 2025, that's when you kind of look to make that playoff push. I think they could be in a really nice situation here. There's no rush. And I think the general manager's comments, speaking about how they're open for business, yeah, very casual. We're open. We'll listen to everybody. We are not in a rush. You know who's in a rush? San Francisco. Odd, considering that's the best team in the division.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Let's get to it.
NCAA Tournament Update.
All right, Joseph, we have got a little more functional basketball, and I say a little more, being played between Northwestern and Florida Atlantic. What do you got?
Northwestern 38, Florida Atlantic 33, 13 minutes to go. Of course, we missed the free throw. You got to be kidding me. It's like anytime I want to buy into this, you can't hit the damn free throws. 5-point lead for Northwestern, 13 minutes to go. We're trying to cover the 4.5 here. We're trying to get some points for some props and all that other stuff. Baylor at the half, 20-point lead over Colgate, 54-34.
Exactly, and
Boo Boo, he's getting some buckets.
Shut up, hand man.
What's the no? Please speak. He did it to me yesterday. Do it to him today. Mush him. Go ahead.
No, he's got 11.
I want all the details. Who? What?
I did it to you yesterday.
No, Carlin did it to me on the over in the Mississippi State game. Carlin spoke, and from that point forward, 3 points were scored over the final 4 minutes. All time mush.
I gotta own that one.
He's got 11 points now, though. He's got 11 points. 3 at half, so he has 8 in the second half.
Yeah, boy, you're getting awfully specific now, aren't
you? What do we need? What do we need?
20 and a half.
We need 20 and a half, and he's at what? 13?
11.
He's at 11. Okay, let's go. Get hot.
I'm
rooting for this, too. I'd like to see you guys win. Get hot.
Women's side, Ohio State rolling over Maine, the second seed, Ohio State in the Portland Regional, and we've got an early Louisville lead over Middle Tennessee State as well. Earlier, North Carolina beat Michigan State 59-56 in the Albany Regional. That was the 8-9 game. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Why one off-season move was a giant waste of time. That's next.
What?
On ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza money alert.
Pizza, pizza.
I'm going to keep this quick because Carlin's got some great stuff coming up. So we've got two more plays for you later today. Number one, Colorado +1 over Florida. Florida without their starting center. Colorado getting hot at the right time. They've won 9 of their last 10. They didn't even shoot all that well against Boise the other night, and they still won and covered that game. We gave that one out as pizza money. We're riding the Buffaloes +1 over Florida. We're also going to play Grand Canyon +6 over St. Mary's. Numbers moving against us. It was 5, then 5.5, then 6. I like the Canyon. So two more picks for you pizza money-wise. Colorado +1 over Florida. Grand Canyon +6 over St. Mary's.
Day betting alert.
Just want to remind you.
Yes.
In moments, 12 minutes, top of the hour, Western Kentucky, the 15 seed, is in a position, Joe, where they are going up against, as the 2 seed, I lost it here, of course, right in front
Marquette.
Of me. Marquette, the 2 seed. We are going to do, live on the air, a race to 10 bet. That is Western Kentucky at plus 200. So we are playing Western Kentucky.
The entire show. No shenanigans. Everyone's on the same side. I don't want to find out 1 minute into this that someone went the other way.
Exactly. And if you're going the other way.
Looking at like, Wilner.
Just get out. Because the other way is like minus 350. Right?
Yeah, don't bother. Wins are wins. If it ends up winning, wins are wins. But we're all doing this. If you want to join us. The race to 10 is the first team to score 10 points. It is a wild type of bet. We're doing it on air. We won't be doing play-by-play, not looking to find.
No.
But we will be commenting.
Yes. And Joe, if you have been paying attention on his social, has been doing this once or twice a week.
I did a handful, and then I kind of got away from it. But we're going to bring him back. We're definitely going to bring him back for the NBA playoffs.
He does these on Instagram Live, at Jay Fortenbaugh on Instagram, at That Guy Carlin on Instagram. Follow us there, by all means. So, again, we will be doing that live. If you want to jump on board, ride with us as a show, as a family. Let's do it together. We've got Western Kentucky race to 10 points, plus 200 over Marquette. Carlin versus.
By the way, I caught what you did there. Using the evidence of what I do on social as an opportunity to plug your own social. I caught what happened there. Very smart.
Now, listen.
Hey, if you want to see these things he does, it's on social. It's right here. By the way, I'm also over here. Catch me here.
No, the intent was more to plug you, and I'm like, while I'm here. You know, by the way.
If you'd like to see Carlin rail against Costco's free samples being not large enough, follow him on That Guy Carlin.
All right, first of all.
Handman's going nuts back there. Boo-booey.
Yes, because why? Because he's completely hosing us.
He knocked another bucket down.
He did?
Yes. What's he at? We're ahead of you.
I told you I'm on the internet
here. 16? 16, baby. Carlin's cursing his own guy.
Well, what they do is when you cut the cord, they don't tell you you're 7 minutes behind.
Yeah, that's the gimmick.
Right now, I am watching Northwestern in the first round of the Big Ten tournament.
That's the crazy thing about being here at ESPN. Everything is light years ahead of everybody else. I think it's a trick to keep you here from ever going home. Because I don't really want to go home after this. I like being ahead of all this.
And I just saw Boo Boo hit the three. Like,
yeah,
just now. Okay.
Let's go. Let's close late.
I got to tell you.
I'm watching the Super Bowl.
Have you watched any of the Dynasty, the Apple 10-part series on the Patriots?
I have seen none of it, but I would love for you to clue me in because you have been going off about this.
I watched it over the last week, I would say, and they're not hour-long.
It's on Apple.
Apple TV Plus.
Okay, Apple TV.
I have watched it over the last week. They're not hour-long episodes, but they're 40-minute episodes. Joe, if you're going to do a 10-part series on something that went on over a 20-year period, that most of us live through a good portion of it, don't I have to learn something new?
Yes, absolutely.
I learned nothing new in this thing.
You've completed the entire thing?
Completed the entire thing yesterday. I'm so disappointed in it. And there are players who are very upset with how it came out.
Which players?
Gronk was not happy because they used a couple of bites of him, you know, kind of knocking Belichick a little bit. Devin McCourty, not happy. Rodney Harrison, apparently, you know, he was unhappy that, you know, they interviewed him for days and they didn't use any of it.
Oh, that's a different style of unhappy, though.
Yeah, that's a different style of unhappy, which I get, too.
I would be upset, too. Look, I gave you all that time. You got to sneak me in.
You would watch this thing and you would believe that it was executive produced by the Krafts because it was How Wonderful Are We? How Wonderful Is Tom? Bill is the devil.
Belichick comes away looking bad here.
Yeah, I would say, listen, he acknowledges, of course, that Bill is like the greatest coach of all time. But the way it was positioned.
The fact that there's even a butt there.
Yeah.
When he was your guy for two decades.
Two decades. And Kraft talks about, he calls him the greatest coach of all time and all that. But he also acknowledges a few times, like, he's a real pain in the you know what. And basically, Kraft and Brady were siding together on most everything. Mm. And as far as like getting blood from a stone, what do I want? I want to hear from Belichick, who sat for it and is in it extensively. I would like to hear him just have some sort of any kind of comment on Spygate, on any of it. Nothing.
Nothing.
Did
Belichick open up about anything? Because we have come to know Belichick as very terse, I say, perhaps is a good word, with the media. He's very short. There's not a whole lot. Was he the same way in the documentary?
Bill, this was every Bill Belichick press conference for the last 25 years.
He was the same way?
Yep.
Oh, this sounds like a terrible documentary.
It was every one of his comments. I got to say, like, at the beginning of it, they showed a couple of his press conferences when he first took the job the first couple of years. Like, I had forgotten that he actually said as much as he did back then. Like, it just gradually got worse and worse. So he gave you nothing. And then Brady gave you some things, but then when you want Brady to talk about what happened with Deflategate, nothing.
Ugh.
Gave you absolute. Tom, do you want to talk about this? No. None of it.
That's why we want to watch it. We're well aware that you didn't like Deflategate. Now you have a chance to talk about it. It happened how many years ago? All right, let's open up. Let's have some laughs. You know, that's it. Be human.
It is a 10-part documentary where if you just paid attention to the news of the last 20 years around the Patriots, nothing in depth. If you paid attention, you would know every single thing that happened in it.
Feels like we're in a rush to get all these documentaries out now, and it feels like a lot of them are not very good. I know the Manziel one wasn't very good because it was Manziel essentially just controlling his own narrative, so we didn't get into a whole lot of it. I know I like the Beckham one on Netflix.
I haven't seen that yet. I'll watch it, but they all want to be The Last Dance, Joe, and this is not what is happening right now.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.